Far-left anarchists attack police in Milan and Rome in revenge for hunger-striking radical. By Chris Tomlinson on January 31, 2023. Far-left anarchist extremists are accused of setting a police vehicle on fire in Milan and attacking officers in Rome in revenge for a radical extremist currently engaged in a hunger strike. On Saturday evening, around 100 demonstrators gathered in Rome at the Piazza Trilussa in the Trastevere area to protest in solidarity with far-left anarchist extremist Alfredo Cospito, who has been engaged in a hunger strike for over 100 days against the strict Italian prison regime known in Italy as the 41 bis. Violence at the demonstration erupted almost immediately and saw far-left extremists clash with the Roman police, leaving one official slightly injured, the newspaper Il Giornale reports. Police later chased down a group of 41 demonstrators who attempted to hide in a nearby garage, but all were detained and taken to a local police station where they were checked and identified. Hours later, at around 2 a.m., two Molotov cocktails were thrown into the car park of the Prenestino police station. But due to a policeman on guard intervening, the firebombs caused no damage to any of the vehicles inside. On Sunday, Luciano Tancredi, the director of the newspaper Il Tirino, stated that he received a letter containing a bullet that appeared to threaten Italian judges if Alfredo Cospito dies during his hunger strike. In Milan, Sunday night and early Monday morning saw a police car set on fire along the Viale Tebaldi, in front of a local municipal building. The arson attack is also thought to be linked to supporters of Cospito, and several Molotov cocktails were also found nearby in a park. Five more vehicles were set on fire in Rome on Sunday night at the headquarters of the telecommunications company Telecom, with nearby graffiti referring to Cospito and the 41 bis prison regime. Italian Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi commented on the weekend's violence, saying, "The state will never allow itself to be intimidated and conditioned by these completely unacceptable actions, in the belief that no claim or proposal can be taken into consideration if it is carried out with the use of these methods. Even more so if they are directed against law enforcement." Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni added, "I believe that the state should not be intimidated by those who think they threaten its officials." On Monday it was announced that Cospito would be moved from the maximum security prison of Bancali for medical reasons, but it would not change his prison regime. Cospito is currently serving a life sentence for shooting Roberto Adinolfi, the head of the Italian nuclear power company Ansaldo Nuclear, in 2012, and for the bombing of a Carabinieri cadet barracks near Turin in 2006. The anarchist violence in Italy echoes similar far-left extremists' violence in Greece in 2021 by supporters of far-left convicted terrorist and murderer Dimitris Koufantinas, who also engaged in a hunger strike over prison conditions. By the time Koufantinas, who was found guilty of killing 11 people, ended his 66-day hunger strike, at least 100 attacks, including bombings, were linked to his supporters. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.